Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. Listen, I hope you're ready, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a very interesting guest lined up for you. Let's see, does Beth get credit for this? No, I told her about this one, and she got him on, though, and she gets credit for that. Neil McNeil III, owner of the 2-for-1 Index, little r there. That's the registration symbol, and the major stockholder of Neil McNeil Inc. And website for today's program, you're going to go to take a look. We've got newsletters. We've got all kinds of great information over at ready241index.com. So the numeral 2, F-O-R, the numeral 1, index.com, 2-for-1index.com. And we're very excited to have Neil on the program because he's going to help us understand the advantages, the built-in advantages he'll talk to us about, and the opportunities exist at perhaps adding a strategy within your existing investment portfolio of including stocks that have just gone through a split and why that can be attractive. So Neil comes to us with lots of experience, and he has been qualified with Security and Exchange Commission as a registered investment advisor since 1996. So he's got, that's almost two decades. Neil, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, listen, I appreciate your time, so let's get right to it. So you spend your time, well, about half of it at least, doing focusing on this 2-for-1 index strategy. So give us a little bit of if you would, the kind of the 50,000-foot view of what this 2-for-1 indexing or strategy is all about.
All right. I think to start, you have to think about why a board of directors of a company would split the stock. Typically what they say in their press announcements, their press releases, is that they want to increase the liquidity of the stock. They want to increase the
affordability,
more attractive,
yeah,
attract more shareholders. I think there's really another reason, and that's that a stock split is a way for a board of directors to really pat itself on the back.
Hmm.
You know, we're doing a great job. Let's kind of shout it out. And this is a way to do it, which actually doesn't cost them anything. For instance, compared to a buyback or a special dividend, a stock split is essentially a freebie. But it's a way for them to say, we're doing great. We think we're going to continue to do great. And our prices, the price of our stock has increased to the point where we can afford to cut it in half,
mm-hmm.
and still have a healthy stock price on the market.
That's
I think the secret, you're really looking into the psychology of the board of directors, the thinking of the board of directors, and to tell you the truth, what I think it is it's legal insider trading. I mean, you got this signal from the board of directors that they think their company's doing great and it's going to continue to do great. And this has actually been proved by an academic study that was done in 1996. It came up with a result that a company that splits its shares is likely to outperform the market by 7.93% in the first year, and up to 12.15% over 3 years. And this was actually validated by a second study that was done a few years later. And it's really also validated by my own experience. I've been calculating the stock split index that I use to run my newsletter portfolio, and I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. And I've got an 11.91 annualized return. So
that's respectable.
It works.
Yeah, that's respectable. Well, I started to jump in there and say, you know, that with regard to the company and their being able to get their own little shout out that doesn't cost them anything, that, you know, they obviously, you made the point about them having to be healthy enough to do that, because if they try to split and it puts them into penny stock status, that's not going to be a real good place to be for them. So it is a measure of of success, if you will, that our stock has become so valuable, we've got to split it to make it more affordable for everybody. And we've seen companies do that. For example, Apple, you know, they did a pretty big split too, didn't they?
7-to-1.
Yeah. So there you go. But
and Netflix is also 7-to-1.
Yeah. What's the most common split you see? Is it typically 2-for-1?
I would say that is the most common.
Yeah.
There are quite a few 3-for-2s.
Yeah.
And I don't actually consider 3-for-2s. Just because the study that I referred to by David Eikenberry back in the 90s was his study only took into consideration the 2-for-1 split.
Right.
So that's my methodology also.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And I mean, 3-for-2, go all the way. I mean, you know, don't want to be, I mean, it's kind of like being a little pregnant. I mean, come on. You either are, you go all the way. Don't go halfway with this thing. Go all the way to the 2-for-1. Well, it's interesting, and I think our listeners will enjoy digging in a little deeper, Neil, if you will. Neil McNeil III is our guest today, owner of the 2-for-1 Index, and the website, 2-for-1index.com. Let's grab a quick break, and we'll come back with Neil and dig a little deeper into these stock splits and the strategy that Neil uses and he writes about in the newsletter and also that this index uses that I think you'll find very interesting. Stay right there.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Just ask a stockbroker or insurance agent how you should invest your money, and what do you think they would say? Unfortunately, if an advisor is limited in what he can offer, that advisor is often understandably biased. You need to ask questions like what products and services they can and cannot offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This PSA has been brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, we're back, and I'm glad to have Neil McNeil join us, the third, back for another conversation. And I got to tell you this, the third, because that's a heck of a name that Neil's got, the two before him, and he's got two after, so there's actually a, believe it or not, a Neil McNeil the fifth. So we have to distinguish, and we've got number three on board talking with us about stock splits and the strategy. 2-for-1index.com is the website. So let's talk about the strategy and how it works. And now, and before we get into it, people are going to be interested to know more. They can go to your website. They can get the newsletter. They can sign up for the newsletter, Neil. But the strategy itself is available through through an investment fund or an index. How is it available in the marketplace?
Okay. Of course, there are several different ways you can take advantage of the strategy. As you mentioned, you can subscribe to the newsletter and just follow what I've been doing with my own IRA account for the last 19 years.
Okay, good.
When I started the newsletter, I thought that there's so many newsletters out there that are pretty hard to follow, really. You have to kind of invent your own portfolio management system. This is a little different. If you want to, you can just do exactly what I've been doing with my own IRA account. I started it with $50,000 in 1996. I haven't taken a penny out of it or added any money to it since then. And it's followed month by month in the newsletter, every trade, every rebalance, and that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is the 2-for-1 index is actually licensed to a group in Oakland, USCF Advisors,
okay,
who run an ETF.
Oh, okay.
And the ETF is, the ticker symbol is TOFR, T-O-F-R.
Clever.
And it's been public now for just a year. It's pretty new. Started in September of 2014. But it follows the 2-for-1 index pretty closely. It's another way to take advantage of the strategy, of course, without having to buy and sell the individual stock.
Okay. Well, that's handy. All right, good. So let's,
sure.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so that's how we can access it. And that's a good place to start. Now, let's talk about the actual, put the wheels on the pavement, how the strategy is done. What are some of the mechanics? Or, well, I guess we can start with some of the screening process you use, Neil, and then we can talk about the mechanics of I like how you refer to it as a mechanical process of the implementation of the strategy, and we'll get to why that's so important. So start with the screening.
Okay. Well, first of all, of course, there's usually more than one split in a month. And the procedure for the portfolio is to add one company to the portfolio every month and take off the one that's been in the longest for 30 months. We'll talk about the number 30 later.
Okay.
But to decide which of the companies that has announced a split, I have an algorithm. I have a formula that I plug in the numbers, a lot of the basic numbers that everybody would look at, the P.E. ratio, the price-to-book ratio, the volume, the market cap, dividend, so forth. There's actually 13 different screens that I use. They're weighted in different proportions. Some things are more important than others, I think. But anyway, I come up with a score. And the score tells me which company to add to the index. Most of the time, it's a company I've never heard of. it's a great way to find the kind of under the radar mid-cap and small-cap stocks that are doing really well, but they just aren't in the news, you know. So that's the first thing. We get that score and we put that company into the index. Now, I mentioned the number 30. It actually turns out to be kind of a magic number. If you have 30 stocks in a portfolio and they're diversified across market cap and across sector and industry, you find that you actually have reduced your risk to zero, essentially. You have market risk,
yeah,
but you don't have any of the other risks. That turns out to be a very well diversified portfolio mathematically.
You've cut your risk down to 3.3% per stock.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we cut it. We buy the stock at that. Add it to the list at the bottom of the list, if you think of it as a ladder. And if you do that for 30 months in a row, that company's going to wind up at the top of the list, and you sell it. I've had a lot of pushback from subscribers saying, you know, why are we selling this stock? It's doing so well. Or why don't we sell it way before 30 months because it's doing so terribly?
Right.
But it turns out that it's much better to just keep that consistency. Let the
mechanical.
Yeah,
mechanical.
And I call that the advantage that the company has. I refer back to that study of 1996. That stock split advantage is going to last 2 to 3 years, and of course that's on average. It's not for every company, but if you have 30 of them, the overall effect is that you're going to benefit from that stock split advantage for 2 to 3 years, and that happens to be 30 months. So we let that company ride to the top of the ladder, and then we sell it. And it takes all the emotion out of the sell decision, which is usually harder than the buy decision. And we wind up with a portfolio that moves through time in a very consistent, regular way, no matter what's happening in the market or in the world economy.
So it's a little bit, you know, I'm a big analogy guy, Neil, so you have to bear with me, and my listeners do every day, but it's a little bit like the sign when I was 16 working in the grocery store. It was a big sign on the huge refrigerator we had to keep all the milk and dairy products. It said, inventory rotation is the key to quality and profit.
There you go.
So you've got a natural inventory rotation, and it just cycles through. You let the stock sit there and basically mature and get to the point, and matures in the portfolio, and then it goes out. And if it's doing really well, wonderful, you've got a gain. If it's losing or just mediocre, well, then you're on to the next thing, and your maximum exposure to any one stock at any given time is 3.3. That's not a bad strategy. And of course, you've got your own, you know, your own historical performance data that's nothing to sneeze at all. And the thing that I really like about the strategy, which is where the retail investor really can learn from this, and there's certainly a lot to embrace in your strategy, is the mechanical nature of it. It doesn't have anything to do with, ooh, I'm worried about this or that.
Yeah, or what the headlines are on the news that night. Yeah, it really is. And that's actually why one of the reasons I started it, really, was to try to make my life a little simpler. You know, I've always been interested in the stock market, but I never was very good at it. I mean, my returns were mediocre, and I was pretty much deciding, okay, I just got to buy an S&P 500 index fund and forget about this trading stuff. And then I came up with this other idea.
Well, listen, I love the idea, and I love the inventiveness, but the simplicity of it is very attractive. Build an index of 30 stocks, and you mentioned about the split announcement. So the purchase, you try to make it within, if it's going to be put in the portfolio, try to do it within 6 months of the announcement?
Well, yes. Usually it's within 1 month.
Okay.
For instance, this month, September, there have been no split announcements.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go back and look at the announcements from the previous month.
Okay.
I don't go back beyond 6 months, because then you're starting to lose the stock split advantage.
Right.
But there'll be one back, you know, in the last 6 months. And the market has changed, of course. It's a lot of companies are much more attractively priced right now
right.
than they were 6 months ago.
Absolutely. So, well, and yeah. That's, you know, as they say, buying opportunity. So
absolutely.
Yeah, very
good. You know, one thing, David, I wanted to, you brought up the number 3.33, which is the ideal weight of each position. But some are going to do better than others.
Oh, sure.
And I do have a rebalancing procedure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That's good.
Yeah. I don't like to get anything too far out of whack. So
yeah, me neither.
So if it gets over 5 or 5.5%, I'll sell off some of that position. And I'll use that money to bolster the poorly performing positions. It's kind of counterintuitive, but when you think about it, it's really an enforced buy low, sell high procedure.
No, I like that, Neil. And I'll tell you what, you're spot on with the way you've described it, and I like that. The other part that I like about it is that what you're doing by getting that balance back in place and keeping your stocks roughly at that 3.3 apiece is you are really adhering to the whole point of the strategy, which is to harness this 2-for-1 split index advantage, which is the whole point of the thing to begin with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing that, which is ironically, it's keeping true to form the purpose of the strategy. Good stuff.
Yeah. Now I should say that the index is rebalanced every month for every position.
Okay.
But the actual portfolio, my own IRA account, I don't do that, because that would just be silly. I mean, you'd be trading, you know, very tiny numbers of stocks each month and
right.
A lot of trades, and so your commissions would start to get out of hand. But for the index, of course, that's just a number.
That's right.
And I keep that one balanced monthly.
Okay, good. Very good. Neil McNeil III, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, owner of the 2-for-1 Index and the website 2for1index.com. And we'll grab a quick break and we'll return with Neil. Stay right there.
Do you know how to get the most from your Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. Certified financial planner David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could enjoy an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment to get your free Social Security analysis. No cost or obligation. David can give you a free analysis and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security so you can maximize your benefits. No cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Neil McNeil III on the line with us, and we're enjoying our conversation. It's really interesting to get into this 2-for-1 index and the strategies, and of course, the newsletter's over at 2for1index.com. A lot of good information. And I want to circle back around, Neil, just a couple of other key points I wanted to make sure we got to with our interview here. And that was, in terms of investors, you know, if you think about people that might, this might be something that would be of interest to them. You mentioned several things in kind of the early part of our discussion about the nature of these companies. They may be small caps, mid caps, small caps. They might be a variety of different type of stock, all with the same commonality of having this 2-for-1 or better split. And the but for the retail investor, or even for me as a financial planner and as a money manager, putting this strategy to work inside of our client portfolios, where does it fit? Is it appropriate to add in? Is it something for more of the person looking for more income? Is it more of a growth strategy? What would you say?
I think it's a long-term strategy. I think it's perfect for an IRA account or a college savings account or something like that. It's not an income strategy per se, but dividends are one of the metrics that I look at, and I like companies that pay dividends. So the dividend of the index as a whole is pretty healthy. I think it's right around 2% right now.
Okay.
But I always tell people, take the portion of your portfolio, keep your allocation, whatever it may be, with bonds or real estate or gold or whatever. Just take the equity portion and consider, putting that into the 2-for-1 strategy. It's very equivalent to just having a real good mutual fund, or one or two good Vanguard funds, low cost, buy it, forget it. I think it does the same job.
Okay. So it's not specifically a dividend strategy, of course, but it does have some of those elements to it. What about the deployment of the strategy? Leverage, options, shortings, any timing strategies, any of those things?
I'm glad you asked. I actually don't really know much about any of that stuff.
That's funny.
I'm a construction guy.
Yeah.
Stock market for me is a way to buy pieces of really good companies, and all the other stuff is just over my head.
Well, okay. If you don't know anything about it, then I'll back up. Any puts, barbells, calls, straddles, any of that fun stuff? No. Okay. All right. Well, listen, it's always the right time to be honest about it, and I appreciate your candor, Neil, because this doesn't have to be. Thing that sometimes people think about investing is it's got to be exotic or ultra complicated, and we found out the hard way as a country what happens when you have all of that crazy stuff back in 08 and 09.
You bet.
Yeah. What about the potential for the portfolio, with this strategy? The risk you talked about being able to diversify away with 30 stocks or so, diversify a lot of the individual stock risk, because worst case scenario, one of the stocks blows up. We find we have an Enron. We don't know we got it until we got it. So we've got that 3% or so exposure. But aside from that, then you've got just general market risk of being in equity stocks that are publicly traded, correct?
That's absolutely right. And actually, if you look at the graph of the 2-for-1 index over the last 19 years, it's highly correlated to the overall market. Pick your benchmark. The S&P 500 or the Wilshire 5000 or the Vanguard Total Market Fund or whatever it is. The portfolio is in lockstep with it as far as the ups and downs. The nice part about it is that the ups are more up and the downs are less down. So it's done much better than the indexes over that period of time. But in 2008 we lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
For the long term holder, that's It's just part of the game.
That's noise. That's part of the deal. Well, I'm not gonna buy you don't get it real well here, Neil. If you use the word correlated, then you are more than a construction guy in my book. All right. but we've got just a couple of minutes here. I want to ask you, because I know you've, over that 19-year period in the graph that Neil was referring to, is over on the website, 2for1index.com. And it's a beautiful graph. I will tell you that. Over this long track record, do you have a couple of your favorite, you know, everybody has a favorite something. So do you have a couple of splits that really you say, that was just so cool?
Okay. You know, I have a couple of stories. You're right. One is kind of brings in a couple of the different points about the rebalancing and so forth. I had a stock, TCK. It's Tech Resources. I bought that stock at around 40, I think. And then the bottom fell out in 2008, and it went down to 3.
Mm.
I didn't take it out. I didn't bluff it off. It was, you know, the methodology says, nope, you buy more.
Right.
And it turned out that stock, by the time I sold it, it was back up to about 60.
Wow.
Of course, 40 to 60 is not that great, but 3 to 60 is really great.
Yeah, I could do the math on that.
It just, you know, it was a solid company. They had proven resources. It's a mining company. They had proven resources, and by the time it got down to 3, you were actually buying that at around half book value.
Wow.
And there was just no reason for it to crash like that, but, you know, take advantage of those things.
Well, they'll have to go to the website and get more information. We're out of time. 2for1index.com. Neil McNeil III. Thank you, Neil. I enjoyed it. Very insightful, and we'll have you back.
Hey, this is great, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.